So he spoke about what Amen means. He spoke about the importance of answering Amen and how significant it is. So go through some of the practical halachas of when is the proper time to say Amen. So the Shulchan Aruch points out that a person should not answer Amen until the person who's making the bracha has finished saying the bracha. So that includes that sometimes the person saying the bracha extends the last word. Let's say it goes with the niggun, especially it's very common before saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So you have to wait till the person finishes saying the word Bashalom, so you say Amen. So many times, as a person saying the last syllable, they're already answering Amen. The person should be careful to wait till the word the bracha has been completed before he answers Amen. One exception to that is the waiting till it's completed before answering is by Kaddish. So the what you're answering Amen to is not to the words Vimru Amen, you're answering Amen to what the paragraph actually said. So let's say the person is making a whole niggun, he says, Bagalom is man Kareem, and he starts singing dam da dam da da dam da dam, you don't wait, you answer Amen. Because you're not answering, he didn't say Vimru Amen yet. But that's okay, because you're not answering Amen to Vimru Amen, you're answering Amen to what the paragraph said, and that he completed already. So a person's marach ben niggun, if he's extending the niggun, so in that situation, you answer Amen immediately, you don't wait. And that same thing would be true with any place in the Kaddish where it ends off with the words Ve'imru Amen. If the person's singing too much, you don't wait till he finishes to answer Amen. But in general, anytime you're hearing a person saying a bracha or a tefillah or a kasha, the correct time to answer Amen is after the person completes what he is saying before you answer Amen. So you should not say the Amen too early. On the other hand, your person should not wait with saying Amen too long. As soon as the person finishes saying the bracha, the tefillah, whatever it is, the person should answer immediately. Which gives about one and a half seconds. Let's say, for argument's sake, a little less than that. You should immediately respond with and say Amen. You shouldn't wait till longer. The law is actually, if you wait till longer at that point in time, you do not answer Amen. So during Chazaras HaShatz, the person says the bracha, and he pauses. You answer immediately. If most people are answering Amen, and you walk in right then, and you hear the bracha, and you hear that, like you catch the last thing, oh, they're answering Amen to this bracha, then you can say Amen, even though the time lapse has been more than Tzarech LeDibur from the end of the bracha, but people are still saying Amen, so you can also answer Amen. But in a situation where that's not, other people are not answering, you're answering your own, so you should answer immediately, and after that point in time of Tzarech LeDibur, you can no longer answer Amen. I do want to point out, we pointed out that you cannot answer Amen, we mentioned, when the Chazan starts the next bracha, you can't answer Amen anymore, because he's ready going to the next bracha. So that's important for the people who are davening for the Amid, to give a pause after the end of the bracha, enough time for people to say Amen before they go on to the next bracha, because once they do that, people are not allowed to say Amen anymore. You don't want to be mafsid the tzibur, the saying of the ability to say Amen. So we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have a good morning.